Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, happy Halloween. If you are celebrating that today, you know, that's just not something I pay a whole lot of attention to. I love watching the kids, and I love eating their candy. I will steal lots of children's candy tonight from my own grandkids, by the way. Let me be clear about that. I'm not going to run down the street and snag candy out of the bags of children.
It'd be better if you did.
But I've already cleared it with my grandson. I'm like, can your papa have some of your candy tonight? And he seemed okay with that. He looked at me at first, and then he seemed okay with that. So we're fine. It's all going to be good. It's going to be decent weather, so the kids aren't dying in those thick costumes. Remember back in the day when parents would, yeah, you make your own costume, right? You wrap yourself in a sheet and you're a ghost, and then you're shivering out there because all you wore was a T-shirt under it, and nobody warned you it was going to be 40 degrees before the night was over. Those were the days, weren't they? We would just leave. I don't know about you, Scott. We would leave. I lived in a fairly rural street during my formative years, from probably second grade up until sixth grade. And when we would go trick or treating, we had to make about a mile and a half loop, probably, with this big road that went in a big, so almost in a square, but it was long, and the houses were spread out. So we would have to go, we'd have to pretty much run as a kid. You know, you're excited to get to the next house. You'd run from house to house. But the parents had no idea what the hell we were. This is so different than it would like you. Yeah. Today, the thought, if you have a teenager, you're letting them go out by themselves tonight. But, I mean, I was 8, 9, 10 years old with a pack of kids. Just off we went. Mom and dad probably sitting home on the porch drinking a cocktail.
Right.
You know, handing out candy.
I remember being driven to an area where the houses were close together. So that was one thing I recall. You know, I've noticed the age of some of the trick-or-treaters. I'm like, kid, you're a little old to be doing this, you know?
Well, I had that thought the other day. I heard somebody talking about this, and I thought, how do I feel? Like what's the age cutoff that you feel comfortable handing candy to a kid? If I see some kids that I know darn good and well are probably juniors in high school, sophomores, juniors, I'm thinking that's a little too old.
Yeah.
And then somebody put up a meme, which I thought kind of hit home, that said, listen, if a teenager's walking around your neighborhood getting candy, they're not out causing other problems or getting in some other mess.
Yeah.
So give them a piece of candy and just let them go on, right?
I didn't think about it that way, but that's good.
At least they're putting they're putting candy in their system and not weed or something like that. Well, they may do that later. I don't know. They may do that later. Who knows? But you can do that for them. That's fine. I don't know. There was a time when I would dress up and walk along with the kids when my kids were young. I haven't done that much lately.
No.
No, I had an orange jumpsuit. It looked like a prison suit with a Hillary Clinton mask I wore one time. I remember specifically. That went over well at most houses in my neighborhood. There were a few people that didn't appreciate that too much. Hey, it's Halloween. Sorry to scare you. All right. By the way, I announced this last hour. I still can't give you the details. I said Ethan and I are very excited, at least I'm very excited, that on Monday I get to announce to you that we're giving away some concert tickets next week to a concert that I'm over the top thrilled about is going to be in our region, but I can't tell you what it is yet because it's embargoed. So one of our commenters here on the, either the Facebook or the YouTube channel, Laser Dog, went on there and said, "Oh, I guess Mark's going to rush down to the ticket box, Ticketmaster, on Monday and get tickets." Well, Laser Dog, I know you capitalized Rush, suggesting that it was Rush who's coming to town, but that is not the case. I can confirm who it's not, and it's not Rush. So
I can confirm that also.
Hence why I am also very excited about this. So anyway, we're going to give away a pair of tickets every day next week, and if the promotions department does not set aside a pair for me, I'm going to be heated. Because I'm going to have to go to that one way or the other. It'll be lots of fun. More details on that. The first ATF Responder Rescue raffle today is kicking off, and you can go online. You can go to our webpage, 971talk.com. It's linked right there on the main page. You can text responder to 33100. That's probably the easiest way to donate. If you find it in your heart, here's the system it takes you to is one called Rally Up. The only reason it exists is to support charities. It's like a nonprofit system where the money goes directly into the bank account and it's held for the charity. And I think that's great because, you know, we don't have to deal with your donations, and the folks at the range don't have to deal with your donations. It goes straight into this account for the charity. And then we're going to pick a winner randomly. The computer will pick three winners on November 26th for our fantastic, fabulous prizes. The range has given away a free 9mm gun. Well, if they're giving it away, it would be free, isn't it? It's worth about $500. The range has got this great CZ 9mm gun. They've donated for this. Lit Cigar Lounge donated a big night down there worth about $1,000. And then I'm putting together this bourbon basket that's got some fantastic bourbons in it. Pappy Van Winkle, the most notable bottle in there. So if you want to get your hands on that, that alone is worth the cost of admission. The tickets are only $1 a piece, but there's a minimum purchase of 10. So get on there, make your purchase now, and tell your friends about it. If you know people who love first responders, this is our chance to support them because all the money goes to the charity. None of us are making anything on this other than Responder Rescue. So I appreciate that. All right, coming up, we have got the Capitol Beat today with Congressman Eric Burleson, middle of the shutdown, the Schumer shutdown, because there's no other way to describe it now at this point. You've got labor leaders coming over. You've got everybody has saying to the Democrats, "Hey, okay, fun time is over with. It is time for you to," the Teamsters guy says yesterday, "it's time for you to move on and get the government reopened." And the Democrats have no intention of doing that because they want people to feel the pain. It's the only conclusion I can reach after looking at this every possible way. So we're going to talk more about that with Eric Burleson in the 7 o'clock hour, about 7:35. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
We are not going to give in on policy demands under the threat of hostage taking. I mean, if any moderate Democrat or any Democrat, period, from the United States Senate wants to comb over, they're welcome to walk into these doors in an hour. I'm happy to talk to them about how to end the government shutdown.
It's pretty simple. I can tell you what to do. Go down the hall and vote. He's a former senator. He knows how that voting thing works in the Senate. If you can get 60 people. Now Trump is calling for the nuclear option. He wants him to get rid of the filibuster rule. The 60 votes required so they can go ahead and reopen the government. That may be enough to freak out the Democrats.
We do have the constitutional authority to use the discretionary funds because it's been done before. And that's what really surprises me, is the level of cruelty that is marking Republican leadership right now, that they would put children and families at risk.
Yeah. Do you believe, again, anything coming out of Hakeem Jeffries' hands these days? Nothing. Nothing they're saying makes any sense.
He's just not telling the truth. He's lying. And, you know, it's hard to fight constant lies and attacks from this governor, but we will constantly stand up for the truth and for those people that live in those neighborhoods.
Yeah, Kristi Noem there says that Governor Pritzker, Brandon Johnson are the ones that are putting the lives of law enforcement at risk with the lies they continue to tell about them. And every day it's something brand new.
A position. I represent 1.3 million working men and women in this country for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. We took a position 3 weeks ago. Pass a clean CR, get to the table, negotiate a deal. Do not put working people in the middle of a problem. They should not be in there.
Yep, that's the Teamsters president making an appearance yesterday with the Republicans who want to get the government back open. Now, you said they took this position 3 weeks ago, but they certainly haven't been in front of a lot of TV cameras in the meantime. So now you've lost the major government labor union and you've lost the Teamsters. This used to be a ironclad vote for the Democratic Party. And they are running away the actual people who have supported them year after year after year. And for all I know, will support them again in the future on labor issues. I don't know. In this particular case, if you're flying this weekend, if you're flying between now and Thanksgiving, you have a legitimate reason to be concerned that your flight might not happen. There have been delays all over the place, and, you know, maybe your flight finally gets off the ground, but you don't make your connection in the next city. It just goes on and on. Just open the government and then negotiate, Democrats. That seems to be the answer to this whole thing. All right. Operation Arctic Frost. I started to mention it last hour. I was looking for a soundbite. I do want to talk about it again and what a big deal this is. And Sidney Powell is back making headlines. Remember the attorney back in the 2020 election talking about what she thought happened, and everybody kind of wrote her off. Well, she's back, and we're going to hear from her as well.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up.
This was a political enemies list from the beginning. That is an absolute and egregious abuse of power.
Yeah, how about that? Was Ted Cruz talking about the Jack Smith list that a bunch of Republicans ended up on? And I mean, I've never been a prosecutor. I've tried to think this process through. That, well, you know, if you're prosecuting a case and you're trying to build some sort of conspiracy case, you think unindicted co-conspirator A was talking to unindicted co-conspirator C. You go out and you probably subpoena phone records. I could see that being the part of a regular old investigation. I can. I'm not a lawyer, but that makes sense to me. 185 Republicans? Are you kidding me? That's what Jack Smith went out and did, and then threatened the phone companies if they let anybody know that they were monitoring. It was almost like a let's see what we can find fishing expedition. What kind of a judge would approve something like that? These are the questions that you have to ask yourself. And these senators they're hot, and I don't blame them.
What is revealed in those 1,700 pages of documents, in those 197 subpoenas, is nothing short of a Biden administration enemies list. You know, I'm old enough to understand how toxic a term that was under Richard Nixon. This is far worse. Far worse. Orders of magnitude worse.
He's right. That's Ron Johnson. He was there with Senator Grassley and Rand Paul and a bunch of others. Now, you know, Paul, I don't always see eye to eye on things with Paul. I feel that he's wrong about this drug boat interdiction business. But he and Ron Johnson seem to be on the same page.
Arctic Frost is Joe Biden's Watergate.
I'm old enough to understand how toxic a term that was under Richard Nixon. This is far worse. Far worse. Orders of magnitude worse.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That bite was titled Rand Paul, but it wasn't Rand Paul. So let me apologize for you on that. I also mentioned the Sidney Powell case. Now, remember, what did she call it? Release the Kraken. Remember that phrase that came out after the 2020 election when we've got all of these various stories coming in of votes being cut off in the middle of the night, watchers being chased out of polling places in Pennsylvania, trucks being backed up to the garage doors, and baskets and baskets of ballots coming into these places with no chain of custody at all. And no signature on them, no way to verify where they came from. And there were allegations at the time that foreign countries were sending in copy ballots to these different jurisdictions, and that they were being shipped around where needed to backfill if it looked like Donald Trump had enough votes to win a particular area. The allegation was they would just send in enough extra ballots to make up the difference. And when you see that famous line of Donald Trump winning until 2 a.m. and all of a sudden there's Joe Biden with an extra million votes and overtakes him, I've got a T-shirt with that on it. At the bottom, it says fraud right down the middle of it. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to understand what could have happened here. And Sidney Powell is back, and she's once again making the point that they've got evidence. There's evidence that was never looked at. Remember what the left did here in 2020. They said, you had all these cases dismissed by judges. Every challenge was dismissed by a judge. What the judges did is they didn't want to be the judge that overturned an election. They all said, well, that you can't make that allegation. We're going to throw it out based on standing. You don't have standing to make. But they never investigated the gist of the allegation. They never got into the meat of the case. Listen to what Sidney Powell is talking about here with these ballots that were falsely entered into our system across the country.
We know that there were hundreds of thousands of fraudulent ballots imported into the country. likely from China. We have video of some coming across the border from Mexico. There's other information of ballots being shipped from one state to another. In fact, there was a Postal Service driver, I think, who was sent from New York to Pennsylvania in the middle of the night with a truckload of ballots that was then used to, quote, backfill, end quote, the vote count.
Now, if you pay close attention, she says this could easily be proven. Because you could look at the difference in the ink on the ballots. She said a simple mechanical observation of these ballots would be able to prove which ones were real and which ones were added because they had no chain of custody. They had no signatures from voters. They had no way to prove where they came from. But the ballots were never made available for those examinations. Of course they weren't. Of course they weren't. And if that one ever truly gets investigated, and I still don't understand why they haven't looked into these people dropping off ballots all over the place. Dinesh D'Souza did a great story on that. There was a lot more smoke and fire there than we've ever been told about. Coming up, we're going to get to Nicole Murray. We're going to talk more about the markets yesterday when we come back. All right, welcome back. Just a quick reminder, and I'm gonna probably wear you out with this today, but I'm sorry. If you're just joining us this morning, please remember that the Responder Rescue ATF raffle kicked off today. You can find it on my website at 971talk.com. It's right there on the front page for the radio station. Or if you're on the Facebook feed, I shared the link earlier. But really, the easiest way to donate to this and to get involved is just to text the word RESPONDER to 33100. Text RESPONDER to 33100 takes you straight to the site and the Rally Up site where all the money goes directly to the charity and it doesn't touch anybody else's hands and you know it's going to a great cause. So thank you for that. We'll announce the winners of our big package of bourbon with all the fancy stuff, the Pappy Van Winkle, the Weller 12, the Weller Antique 107, the Blantons, all those bottles you've been wanting but you couldn't find or you couldn't afford. I've got them. I've got a bunch of people who've been fantastic and donated this year to my raffle, to the basket, I should say, that's in the raffle. And that is Macadoodles, Lore Wine and Spirits, my friends Carl and Tom, who don't really want any credit for it, but they're kind enough to make donations because they know it's all for a great cause. And a couple other people who don't want to be named at all. And I'll respect that. But these great people, they love first responders and they want to help. And they've given me all this fantastic bourbon. And I'm just going to make sure that we give it away. The winner is going to get probably $2,000 plus of bourbon when we pick a winner on November 26th. So text responder to 33100 and buy your tickets today. Hey, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, we made it to Friday. How about that?
Yay, and it's Halloween.
It's Halloween, and you have had a short week. This has just been great.
Oh, my God, I'm so tired, though. Weddings are exhausting.
I know they are. So what will you do for Halloween? Do you have big plans? You're going to hand out candy? What are you doing?
I am a bad person. I have not had time to get candy for the kids yet, and I don't know if I will, but I have a Halloween party tomorrow that I'm hoping I can make it to. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I get it. See, that's the problem, too. If you wait too late, the selection can suck. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. So you end up with
prices.
That cheap bag of candy with the lollipops and stuff that nobody wants instead of the one with the, you know, the Reese's cups and the Snicker bars and all that stuff in it.
Yeah, and the prices aren't fun either.
No. And what you don't want to do is have to run into Walgreens or a convenience store at the last minute and try to buy it because they are going to make you pay the convenient price for that.
Oh, yes, they will. So we'll see. I'll let you know.
What's your costume for tomorrow?
I'm not saying yet because we haven't posted our video for the show yet.
I see.
Yes.
So there's a good tease for you. Where can people go to find out what Nicole Murray will be for Halloween?
It's going to be on all of our social media channels at This Morning with Gordon Deal. So
okay.
Take a look. It's going to be epic.
We'll do that. What's going on out there?
All right, futures are moderately higher Thursday. The Dow Industrials lost 109. The NASDAQ down 377. The S&P 500 down 68. The Sports Bra, a bar and restaurant showing exclusively women's sports, is slated to open in Maplewood this January. The Sports Bra St. Louis recently announced that it will welcome patrons to a 160-seat restaurant at 7344 Manchester Road with specialty cocktails, memorabilia of local sports teams on the walls, an outdoor patio, a private event room, and plenty of screens streaming women's games. CEO Kelly Ortberg says the three-month strike by Boeing machinists in St. Louis has not significantly affected the company's ability to produce guided bombs for its customers. Boeing is producing Joint Direct Attack munitions at about the same rate as before St. Louis area workers began striking in early August. Anheuser-Busch, InBev, has reported that its Michelob Ultra is now the top brand by volume in the industry after months of steady growth this year. AB leadership said global revenue was up 1% to about $15 million for the quarter ending September 30th. However, volumes were down by 3.7% because of weak performance in China and unseasonably cold weather in Brazil. Disney content, including ABC and ESPN, has been removed from YouTube TV after the companies failed to renew their contract. YouTube TV accused Disney of using blackout threats to force higher pricing while pledging a $20 credit to subscribers if the outage persists. The standoff follows months of tense negotiations. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage fell for the fourth week in a row to its lowest level in more than a year. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reports the average long-term mortgage rate dropped to 6.17% from 6.19% last week. And finally, happy Halloween. A new Yahoo survey says that one-third of U.S. adults say you're never too old to go trick-or-treating. Do you agree?
No. I heard you and Gordon talking about this morning. I do think there's a cutoff. But as we talked about here with Scott earlier, if a teenager comes to my door and I look at them and I think, you're probably a little old to be doing this, then you have to think, well, at least they're doing this instead of getting in trouble of some sort, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So like if Nicole Murray shows up at your door, give her some candy because she could be out getting in trouble.
I mean, free candy. You're never too old for free candy. That's what
or
I'm
wine.
Saying.
Or
well, they're true, right? Dan was saying, when Dan was in yesterday, he was pointing out the fact that in his neighborhood, which is a really unique community up here in North St. Louis, North St. Charles County, called Newtown, they have a variety of different types of housing up there, right? I assume apartments and condos and then freestanding homes and all this. And they've got a lake and an entertainment area. And he's like, listen, this is crazy. And the adults usually have one pot of candy for the kids and then a different thing for the adults where you can get like a bottle of vodka or something like that. One of those little airline bottles. And everybody's getting a prize of some sort.
See, everybody wins in a situation like that.
That's
maybe
what I'm
have
thinking.
Like a basket for kid trick or treaters, and then a basket for adult trick or treaters.
I'm sure of that. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what your costume's going to be for tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
What time is that getting posted? Is that getting posted today?
Yes, it's going to be posted later this morning. I don't have an exact time because we still have to film it, but I'm going to say by 10 a.m.
And Gordon's participating in this?
Somewhat willingly, but
forced.
Yes.
Is he dressing up as like a Giants fan or something?
No, it's better than that.
Oh,
it's
good.
Better than that.
All right.
I'll give you a hint. Iconic movie.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's
There's a number
I'm
of those.
You.
All right. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend. All right. Nicole Murray there. I don't know. Yeah, but Gordon Deal on the show that precedes us, if you're not up that early, they're on from 4 to 5. Is also the stadium announcer for the New York Giants. Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's right. I didn't know.
Yeah. So he's the voice inside the stadium like Hewlett is for baseball here. I think Andy Banker did it for the Rams, if I remember correctly, from Channel 2. And Gordon Deal is the guy that does it for the Giants.
How about that?
Yeah. And I get to do that this year for Guns N' Roses.
You're going to be the...
I'm going to be the arena announcer for Guns N' Roses this year. So they sort of have two separate things going on. They've got the event that starts and then the matches that all happen leading up to when the television coverage starts, and then the TV announcers kind of take over. So I'm going to be handling the arena announcements of the matches and all that leading up to when the TV coverage starts.
Well, make sure you don't use that one phrase that you're not allowed
don't
to
you
use.
Worry. I know I am not going to get sued by saying that. Don't you worry, Scott. Hey, I thought her report there was kind of interesting on Mick Ultra. Like, if you're Mick Ultra, don't you kind of feel like the guy that just took over first because the person in front of you stumbled and got horribly injured, and the guy in the Bud Light can is laying on the ground back there somewhere, and you snuck past him to the finish line?
It happens in brands. It happens that way.
The Bud Light can tripped over some guy named Dylan Mulvaney back here, and he's laying flat on the ground, injured, and you just run right past him and take the gold.
Yeah, I see a lot of people drinking Mick Ultras now.
I guess I'd almost rather have water. Yeah, I got to be really honest with you. I really do. I went to the store the other day, and what I really enjoy those Oktoberfest beers that they have this time of year, and I just bought a whole 12 pack of Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Well, some of the NA beers taste better than Mick Ultra.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly.
There's quite a few of them that are really good now.
I had one of the guys from Lore gave me some a Stella that was alcohol-free. Mm-hmm. And you could not tell the difference. So, you know, if you're not in it to get a buzz of some sort and you just want the refreshing taste of a cold beer, it was really good. I mean, you know, I used to like certain diet sodas that I would say you couldn't really tell the difference between, in my opinion, Diet Dr. Pepper and Dr. Pepper. They got it so close that
that one's the best.
You couldn't tell the difference. And for me, this Stella was one of the best ones that I've ever tried.
There's quite a few brands out there that have taken it to another level. Like Athletic is one that's a NA brand that's gotten very popular. Best Day is another one that's very good.
Well, Dan was telling me, because he does this, one of his side businesses is he does a pop-up bar around the holidays. Mm. And that these THC-infused drinks are storming the nation right now in terms of popularity. They have no alcohol in them, but they've got THC in them to some extent, some more than others. And people are just getting stunned. Now, you know what? I'm fine with that. Because I'd much rather you drink it so I don't have to smell it when you burn it. And then I'm happy. You're drinking, you're getting stoned by drinking it instead of, like, chew a gummy or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm driving down Clarkson Road. I'm going to admit to a little, it's almost road rage incident. I'm driving down Clarkson Road the other day when the weather was getting, it just stopped raining. I think it was Wednesday, maybe Thursday. I mean, I think it was Wednesday. And had my windows cracked. Because the weather was nice and it wasn't raining for the first time in 4 days. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh man, somebody hit a skunk. And I roll my windows up and I hit the button so that it only circulates air in the car so I don't have to smell it. And then I realize the guy in front of me in this little BMW has got his window rolled down. And about every 3 or 4 seconds I see this stream of smoke come flying out and he's flicking something out the window. So I got in the other lane to get up next to him, and sure enough, he bought one of those joints that you can tell was bought at a dispensary because it's got the little, it's rolled a certain way, it's a little fatter on the top, and it's got the little holder on the bottom that you smoke it through. And I could tell immediately what it was. Like I'm just looking at him, and he shrugs at me, and I'm like, yeah, okay, that's it. Now, if you don't realize, if you're too stupid to realize what you're doing is, number one, illegal, but number two, wrong. You're getting stoned driving down the road. What in the hell is wrong with you? Like, I couldn't drive down the road and drink a bottle of bourbon while I'm driving down the road.
Right.
You don't do that. But they can get away with it because the way that stupid law was written, the cops can't even, if they smell pot, it's not an excuse to search the car or anything anymore. So, I don't know. People get away with it. And I'm angry about that.
I can tell.
I'm injured. Anyway, all right, quick break here. We will get back with in other news in just a minute. Next hour, Congressman Eric Burleson. Stay tuned.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge,
There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In other news.
Well, since it is Halloween, we got to start with this. Did you see the president at the White House last night?
I did not.
He and the first lady were behind a McDonald's arch handing out candy. I don't know what role McDonald's played in the whole thing or how they got all that free advertising, but you know he is a former fry cook at McDonald's. So maybe that played some role in it, but some of the costumes were fantastic. There one kid had a costume on that he's inside the costume, but it looks like a toilet seat with fake legs sticking out the front and his pants pulled down. It's hilarious. And he clearly trick-or-treated the president because you can see them in the background. He just walked past them. So I thought that was fantastic. But they did have McDonald's drive-through order here sign on one of the signs that they were standing behind. That was pretty cool.
MGM Resorts president is apologizing for the pricing that they had this summer because they had an earnings call this week and the company hasn't been doing as well. They've lost a lot of customers. Because they were selling a bottle of Fiji water at one of their hotels for $26.
Where was this?
In Vegas. At the Aria Hotel, owned by MGM.
That makes way more sense.
Also, though, they've been selling $12 Starbucks coffee at the Excalibur. And then he said in this earnings call, you can't have a $29 room and a $12 coffee. We lost control of the narrative over the summer.
So what is he apologizing for? Like, were earnings up because they were charging $27 for a water bottle, or they ran off
clientele? Ran off the customers, and the investors were upset because they've lost quite a few people over this pricing.
They're saying Vegas as a whole, though, is in trouble because no one's going anymore.
It is so expensive there now. It used to be so cheap to get a hotel room and eat and all that free stuff, but not anymore.
That gig has been up a long time. Like 20 years ago, I went there hearing all these stories from my parents.
That's true.
You could go to these buffets and get shrimp for 50 cents a piece, and it was great. And I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be fantastic. It's going to be like going to Fast Eddie's. I'm just going to be able to go get a chick on a stick and eat cheap. And I couldn't believe how expensive things were. That was 20 years ago. And it was only worse the last time I went.
Yeah. Now it's all about shopping and high-end restaurants. It's a totally different town than it used to be.
Completely. For sure.
Gambling is a sideshow.
Very true. Very true. So a big shakeup at CBS News. Gail King is apparently out. Not immediately, but Barry Weiss has announced that that Gail King's contract will not be renewed as the morning news anchor for CBS This Morning when it expires in May. So she's around until May. And I assumed they were just getting rid of her. Like John Dickerson was out as the main anchor. And apparently not. They're talking about trying to keep her around for like special reports or doing something on other programs because they love the fact that because it's Gail King, they get access to Oprah Winfrey, which you have to wonder how much of a role that played in her success up until this point, that they had constant access to Oprah if they wanted her. But they've been third in the ratings in the morning show for years, like a distant third to ABC and NBC.
Well, the controversy continues over Bad Bunny and his performance at the Super Bowl that's coming up in February.
Oh, no.
There's a new petition now to have George Strait replace him, according to this petition. Which
wow, that 50, is 000. The opposite.
That is the complete opposite.
That's what I'm saying. Strait, according to the letter they wrote, Strait is a better pick because of his musical style and resonating with generations of Americans. And the NFL has added Sting, not to the game halftime show, but a couple of days before they have all these, you know, concerts.
Okay.
So Sting has been added. Not sure if that was a
too
response
late
to the you know, controversy.
Well, Turning
over Bad
Point
Bunny.
USA is offering an alternative halftime show with a couple of with a major country artist and somebody else. I forget who it was, but my guess is it might have been the petition might have been in response to that. I'd still be stunned if they cave at this point.
I don't think they will.
I don't think they're going to cave.
It's too late.
I think things are going to get bad
and
with Bad Bunny.
An insider said the NFL loves him. Bad
yeah.
Bunny.
Well, no kidding. Well, when the Bills are in the Super Bowl this year, I know you're going to be watching. Don't you worry, for sure. Coming up, we've got Brent Sadler from Heritage and Congressman Eric Burleson on The Shutdown.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.